Great morning. I want to welcome you to the Push Power Podcast, where you are here with your one and only, your Push Power boss, Sharonda L. Hester. I wanted to come to give you some encouragement on today. Job 8:21 states that he will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Sometimes when we hear scriptures, or maybe when someone is ministering to us, that scripture can come to life. And so a lot of times, I know right now in different situations, some people are saying, well, you know what, Sharonda, right now my mouth is not filled with laughter and my lips don't shout with joy because there's so much going on. And I just want to tell you, yet to come. If you think about the scripture, it states that he will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. He will yet. So I want to tell you, you're yet to come. A lot of times when we think about joy, joy is one of the most natural things when we are experiencing something exciting. Think about it. When you are experiencing something exciting, when you're experiencing something fun, when you are experiencing something humorous, or even if you're in a situation in life that is satisfying, right? Joy is something that will naturally take place. But if you think about the scripture that I read to you today, it's in Job. And in that scripture, in Job, if you know anything about this guy named Job, you would know that he was possibly feeling miserable, defeated, counted out. Anyone who have ever read that passage or that story about him, he probably was feeling pretty miserable. You know, Job went through some incredible pain. He went through pain physically. He went through pain mentally. He went through pain spiritually. He even went through pain emotionally, guys. But yet, it's a scripture on Job 8:21. It says, and he will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips will shout with joy. So listen, I know some of you are trying to figure out, how is it that this book of the Bible assures us that God fills us with laughter and shouts of joy? How is that? Well, the first thing I want to just stop right there and have you guys to ponder on that question. But I want to get back to the yet to come. You know, have you ever heard the song that said, the best is yet to come? I'm not a singer, guys. All right. So if you think about it, somebody is always telling you the best is yet to come. Keep going. The best is yet to come. Well, I want to tell you, let's think about the word yet. Okay. Cause I want you to know, each and every one of you to know, I don't care where you are in life, whatever your situation may be, it's a yet for you. Okay. A yet means, if you just want to go into the regular English standard, dictionary, maybe like a Webster, it tells you still. So if somebody's saying the best is yet to come, the best is still to come. You know, he will still fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shout of joy. He will still do that, even in spite of what you're going through right now. So the clue could be in the word, as I just said, yet. The word yet is your clue that God is still in the blessing business. We may not be in situations that feel very joyful. I know right now, some of you probably have bills that need to be paid. Maybe you are mourning a loved one. Whatever it is, you might not feel very joyful at this moment. Yet, there is hope of a day coming when we will once again laugh, shout with joy. And I want you to, each and every one of you, to know that it is a day that you will laugh and shout with joy again. If your world feels like that right now, hold on to yet, okay? Hold on to yet. The Hebrew word, when you look up the Hebrew meaning of yet, it says, but, however, nevertheless. So during those days when you feel sad, when you feel maybe down, depressed, oppressed, And of course, you get up and you pray. And sometimes you might be in situations or you might be in a point that you like, I don't even know what words to pray. I don't even know what to say. And I know a lot of times I have even ministered to you guys that your tears will minister for you. Your moan will minister for you. Sometimes you just got to get in the presence of God, put your worship music on and just sit there. But I want to tell you, during those days, choose to look ahead to the day where your mouth will laugh and shout with joy. Look to that day. Look to that day. Yeah, I might be going through hell, but he will fill my mouth with laughter and my lips will shout of joy. Yeah, it might not seem good right now. I'm overwhelmed. But however, the word of God says he will fill my mouth with laughter and my lips will shout of joy again. Oh, yes. It don't look like I can make it right now, but all my needs are met according to God's riches and glory. Yeah, my bank account might be saying one thing. Yeah, I raised my children up in the word of the Lord, and they're living a life that's opposite. But nevertheless, my God said that he will fill my mouth with laughter and my lips will shout of joy. So if you can't hold on to nothing but that, yeah, in spite of everything that's going on right now, I want you to know, be filled with assurance that joy is waiting for you. Joy is waiting for you. In Psalm 16 and 11, it says, in thy presence, there's fullness of joy. If you're saying, you know what? I need this joy right now, Sharonda. I need that push right now. I need God's presence right now. I want to tell you to get in that quiet place. Put on your worship music. Begin to cry out to your Father. The word of God says, seek me and you shall find me. Okay, so begin to seek his presence. You want his presence? It's a house full of people that live with you. Go in the bathroom, get in the shower, take your shower early, you know, take a late shower, take a second shower, a third shower, however you do it, and get in that shower and begin to talk to your heavenly Father and say, Lord, I need you. I'm seeking you. I'm seeking your presence. And I guarantee you that you will find him when you go and you begin to seek him. He said, if we come knocking, the door will be open. He said, if we come and ask, we shall receive. So I want to tell you, be filled with assurance that the joy is waiting for you in spite of what it looks like right now. Do not fall into the tactics of the enemy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And what he want to do is he want to steal your joy. He want to destroy your joy. He want to kill your joy, but you tell him, no, I am assured that I'm waiting on my joy, because the Lord told me that he will yet fill my mouth with laughter and my lips with shout of joy. If he did it for Job, I want to tell you that he will do the same thing for you. I don't care what your situation may look like right now. I don't care what it feels like right now. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. You hold on to his word, because in his word, he tells you that he is one that he's looking and watching over his word to make sure it's performed. And he just not saying he's looking over his word any type of way. In the word of God, in scripture, in Jeremiah 1 and 12, it says that the Lord is alert and he's active, watching over his word to perform it. So if you want change in your life, start speaking the word of God over your life. You want to see change in your children's life, start speaking the word of God over your children's life. You want to see change in your finances, start speaking the word of God over your finances. You want to see a shift and a change happen when it comes to your health, start speaking the word of God over your health. Start declaring and decreeing that by his stripes I am healed. Start declaring and decreeing that I trained. Did you say, if I train up a child the way they should go, they would not depart? Say, Lord, I trained up my child, and so I'm believing that they won't depart. If you're believing and knowing that you feel like, hey, my needs are not being met, start declaring the word of God over your life, where he says that all your needs are met according to his riches and glory. If it feel like all hell is breaking loose, you say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against me in judgment judgment that thy shall condemn, because we serve a God that he is alert and he's active and he's watching over his word to make sure that it's performed. So if you say that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that's the word of God. He's actively and he's alert and he's looking and he said, hey, no weapon formed against Sharonda shall prosper. No weapon formed against Tasha shall prosper. No weapon formed against Ann shall prosper. No weapon formed against Keisha shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Not only that, he said it in all different type of versions so you can understand it. In the King James version of Jeremiah 1 and 12, it says, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In the New King James version, he said, for I am ready to perform my word. God said, I am ready. I'm ready for you to speak my word. I'm waiting for you to speak my word. God wants you to speak his word over your life. So I want to tell you right now, yet is to come. And if you're looking for your yet, you're waiting for that nevertheless, the however, the but, the still, then start speaking the word of God. And I guarantee you, your yet will come way faster than you are expecting for it to come. And again, always, guys, I want you to be blessed. This is your Monday morning manna. Be encouraged. Know that your yet is to come, and know that more than anything, according to Job 8 and 21, he will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips will shout of joy. Begin to shout anyhow. You know, in the word of God, when David said, this is the day that the Lord has made, I shall rejoice and be glad in. And let me tell you something, guys. He said, I shall rejoice and be glad in. That shall indicates that it's not always that he felt like, oh, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to worship him. Some days he woke up and he didn't do it. He didn't feel like it. He might didn't feel like. How many of you have woke up and you in just overwhelmed, woke up in anxiety, woke up frustrated, woke up to the back to the hell that you went to sleep on, and you saying, I just don't feel like it. But David said, you shall rejoice because this is the day the Lord has made. And I want to tell you, if you awoke this morning and you're listening to this podcast, you shall rejoice because this is the day the Lord has made. And he chose you to see this day, which you have never seen before. He could have chose anybody else for this 24 hours, but he chose you for this 24 hours. So my question to you today is, what will you do with the 24 hours that the Lord just blessed you with? What do you see that is yet to come for you and your children and your family and your children's children? What hopes do you have for a brighter tomorrow? I want to tell you, I don't want you to wait for tomorrow because tomorrow not promised. What hopes do you have for a brighter today? Today, we only been in this day just for a little while. Maybe some of you haven't even got out of bed yet. Maybe some of you haven't even left out the door for work yet. So I want to ask you, what hopes do you have for a brighter day today? Regardless of how you felt when you opened your eyes this morning, I'm asking you on this day, what hopes do you have for a brighter today? Begin to speak and declare the word of God. This is the day that you have made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I declare and decree that I am the apple of your eye. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. Call out of darkness into your marvelous light. I shall walk and be blessed. For I'm blessed in my coming in. I'm blessed in my going out. I'm blessed in my lying down. I'm blessed in my rising up. I declare no weapon formed against me or my family shall prosper. I declare and decree that I will have safe travels. I will make it to my destination with no hurt, harm, or danger. And I shall have a joyful day on today, for my joy is in the Lord. So I have God's presence because he said he'll never leave me, nor he shall forsake me. He said that I seek him, I shall find him. So begin to seek the Lord on this morning and be blessed. And remember, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, I don't even care what it smell like, because remember, Lazarus was stinking dead. He wasn't just dead. He was stinking dead. So it doesn't even matter what it smelled like right now, your current situation. You win in the end. So encourage yourself. Get up, look in the mirror, declare the word of God over you, and be blessed. Remember to invite somebody else to this podcast. Check us out at pushpowerboss.com. You can send us an email. Tell us how much we're being a blessing to you at pushpowerboss@gmail.com. I want you to be blessed and prosperous. And remember, you win in the end. Be blessed.